Here's what Article 1, the legislative branch, means. Only Congress has the power to make federal laws. Congress includes the House of Representatives and the Senate. Here are the requirements for House members. They are elected every 2 years, must be at least 25 years old, residents of their states, U.S. citizens for at least 7 years. And they are elected by voters in the state. The requirements for senators are to be elected every 6 years. They must be at least 30 years old, residents of their states, and U.S. citizens for at least 9 years. They are elected by voters in the states now. In 1787, the Constitution said legislators choose senators. But in 1913, the 17th Amendment changed how senators are elected. Voters in each state now elect their senators, just as they elect House members. Members of the 113th Congress take the oath of office. The House of Representatives. How do we decide how many members of the House to elect? The population of a state determines how many representatives it will have in the House. The U.S. population is counted every 10 years. If a House member dies or leaves office before the term is finished, the state governor calls a special election to choose another member. The Constitution of 1787 said each House member would represent no more than 30,000 people. But as the U.S. population grew, so did the House of Representatives. In 1929, Congress voted to limit the number of House members. Today, the House includes 435 members. Who is the leader of the House? The leader is called the Speaker. House members choose who he or she will be. Nancy Pelosi was the first female Speaker of the House. She held the position from 2007 to 2011. The Senate. How do we decide how many senators to elect? Every state has two senators. Each senator has one vote. One-third of the Senate is elected every 2 years. As a result, the whole Senate does not change at once. If a senator dies or leaves office, the state's governor can appoint someone to serve temporarily. In 1787, the state legislature appointed a new senator. Today, voters choose a new senator at the next election or in a special election. Who is the leader of the Senate? The vice president is the leader of the Senate. Senators choose the rest of their officers, including a leader who serves when the vice president is absent. The vice president votes on proposals in the Senate only if the senators' votes are equally divided. In 2001, Vice President Dick Cheney broke his first tie in the Senate. How are elected officials removed from office? For the purpose of impeachment, only the House of Representatives can accuse a government official of wrongdoing. The Senate decides if the person is guilty. Two-thirds of the senators must agree on the verdict. If the Senate finds an official guilty, he or she must leave the position. The person may also be barred from being elected to another federal position. In addition to the impeachment process, state or federal prosecutors may charge the person with violations of criminal law. The accused person may then go to trial in the regular court system. In 1998, the House formally accused President Bill Clinton of lying in court and trying to prevent lawyers from investigating him. He went to trial before the Senate. The Chief Justice of the United States led the trial. But the majority of senators voted not to convict President Clinton, and he finished his term in office. How does a legislature make laws? The House and Senate can make laws in three ways. The first one is, if both the House of Representatives and the Senate pass a bill, and the President signs it. The second one is, if both the House of Representatives and the Senate pass a bill, and the President does not do anything with it in 10 days. The third way is if both the House of Representatives and the Senate pass a bill, the President vetoes it, and two-thirds of House and Senate vote again to pass it. In 1933, President Franklin Roosevelt signed a law creating the Tennessee Valley Authority. A bill can become a law without the president's signature or veto, unless the House of Representatives and the Senate adjourn within 10 days after it is passed. Together, the House and the Senate are called Congress. Here's what Congress has to do. Congress must operate together and in the same place. They must meet at least one time every year. They have to have a majority of members to vote on and pass laws. Congress must keep and occasionally publish an official record of what it does and how it votes. Some parts of the record may remain secret. Congress must formally approve and keep a record of any money it spends. Congress can decide when, where, and how representatives and senators are elected. Congress can decide whether an elected representative or senator is qualified to serve. But Congress has to permit elected officials to serve if they meet the requirements of the Constitution. Congress can decide how to do its business and punish members. In 1968, Shirley Chisholm was the first African-American woman elected to Congress. Members of Congress cannot be arrested for crimes while they are working in or traveling to and from the Capitol buildings. Members of Congress cannot be sued or arrested for doing any part of their official work. They cannot create and then take another job in the federal government, or vote to increase the salary of a federal job and then take the position. Members of Congress cannot also hold a U.S. government job at the same time. Members of Congress cannot use royal titles. And members of Congress cannot accept gifts from foreign governments without approval. The Constitution requires officials to tell prisoners why they are being detained, except during invasions or rebellions, if public safety requires that this right be suspended. But during the Civil War, President Abraham Lincoln permitted soldiers to detain without trial someone who tried to interfere with government troops. Later, the Supreme Court declared that only Congress had the power to suspend the right of habeas corpus, Latin for "show me the body." Now let's look at what Congress has the power to do? Tax every state equally? Spend money? Borrow money? Regulate trade between the states? Regulate trade with foreign nations and American Indian tribes? Make laws governing immigration and conferring citizenship on immigrants? Make laws related to people who cannot pay their debts? Make money from valuable metals, such as gold and silver? Regulate how much U.S. and foreign money is worth? Punish people who make false money? Protect artists and scientists' legal rights to the things they create? Create a system of courts lower than the Supreme Court? Punish crimes committed on the ocean? Punish crimes that violate international law? Declare war? Permit sailors on private ships to attack an enemy's ships? Make rules about how enemy's property can be seized? Build and support a military? Build and support a navy? Make a system of rules for soldiers? Have authority over the militia? Have a seat of government that is not part of any state, and to operate in and control that area? Make laws that it needs to carry out its powers? Congress also has the power to create post offices and a system to deliver mail. Here, Dennis Kucinich, a member of Congress from Ohio, urges Congress to help the U.S. Postal Service. Congress does not have the power to ban U.S. participation in the international slave trade before 1808. Pass a bill that allows someone to be punished without a trial. Or pass a bill that makes something a crime after someone does it. Or changes the punishment of a crime after someone commits it. Congress does not have the power to tax the goods a state ships for sale in other states. Or make sure one state's port makes more money than another's. Article 1 also limits some of the powers of the states. The states cannot create money. And the states cannot make something a crime after someone has done it, or change the punishment of a crime after someone has done it. The states cannot interfere with contracts people have already made. And the states cannot give anyone a royal title. States cannot support an army during peacetime without the consent of Congress. States also cannot do the following unless Congress approves it: make laws, except relating to examining goods, about trade between the states or other nations. A state cannot tax ships that use its ports. And they cannot make treaties with another state or country. Finally, states cannot make war unless the state is invaded.